And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Sitting in with us now is the State Representative for District 20B, Todd Lippert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Representative Lippert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be in.
Guess who's got a busy weekend?
Everyone at the state capitol.
Everyone at the state capitol. And I would imagine, you know, looking at the weekend, there's probably a lot of waiting around and doing not a whole lot, just trying to find out things while the conference committees work. You are part of those conference committees. We'll talk about that in a second. I guess we should start kind of at the beginning of the week. Last weekend, it was announced that the Democrats and Republican leaders in the state got together and agreed on kind of a framework of what at least the financial part of this session. Sort of agreed. I guess nothing set in stone. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have an overall budget framework, and Democrats got $4 billion for what they want. The Republicans got $4 billion for what they want, and then we left $4 billion, our leadership left $4 billion on the bottom line. There's more signs of the possibility of an economic downturn, and so that seems prudent. And you know, I was pleased with the deal overall. I feel like I was concerned that we wouldn't get much of anything as we were moving through the session, the way things were going. But within the House priorities, we have $1 billion for education to address the budget challenges that schools are facing, including Northfield has a $4.5 million deficit. So we'll be able to provide some support there. $1 billion for health and human services. We've heard loud and clear a need to rebuild the direct care workforce, especially for people with disabilities, older adults, or mental health challenges. So many needs. We have some funds that we can provide some support there. $500 million for public safety to address crime across the state. We have a $1.4 billion bonding bill, and then also about $1.5 billion to spread across other budget areas. And the GOP got what they were looking for, which was tax cuts, too.
Now, that happened as we set up for the final week of the legislative session, which means there is plenty of time for that to fall apart, if need be. Are you optimistic? Are these guidelines, from what you've seen this week, and of course, nobody knows what's going to happen this weekend, but is everybody going to play fair on this one? Are you going to go by your agreements?
So, I'm always optimistic, and I think we have a situation where both parties want things. There are definitely... On the Democratic side, we've been working hard for schools, for workers. We want to be able to address big needs in our state, like affordable housing, more affordable childcare for families. There are things that we really want. And there are things that Republicans really want, too. They want a big tax bill. They want funding for transportation. That should drive the overall result. But you are right. Like negotiations on conference committees, they get difficult, and this is a season of disappointment. You don't get the things you want, or just the way you want them, and everyone gets tired and cranky, and it's not the best environment for everything working out. But I'm still optimistic that our overall concerns will win the day, and that we'll get this deal done sometime in the wee hours of Sunday morning.
All right. So we'll wait and see there. You got a lot of work between now and then. That's only 48 hours. So let's talk about the conference committees that you're involved with. You're in just one?
I'm on the Environment Conference Committee, and we've been meeting for a while. We've been meeting all week long, talking about our we're talking about our provisions last week. This week, we've been doing negotiations. We were able to agree on policy, and we've been pushing finance negotiations back and forth. The budget target that we received in environment was very small. We were really disappointed about that, and some other areas are disappointed too. But we'll meet again at 1 o'clock today, There are some provisions that I've been working on, both in the environment bill. They're also in the ag bill and what's called the LCCMR bill as well, on soil health, water storage, continuous living cover crops. These are things that are important for agriculture, so it can be more resilient as weather changes. Also, you know, can help mitigate flooding, sorts of things that can help mitigate flooding in Northfield and other communities too. Had some money in the environment bill on that. Didn't make it through, but this looks like some will get through in the ag bill and maybe some more in the LCCMR bill. So I'm still kind of watching all that and hopeful we can get it done.
All right. The bills that you've been working on, are there any others that you've been working on?
So another area of focus for me has been on providing support for direct care workers. Laura Baker Services has been very clear that they need more support for reimbursements for their workers so they can keep up wages and keep up with the private sector like Quick Trip. And also what I've worked even more on is personal care assistance, those who provide care for people with disabilities, older adults in the home. Their pay is very, very low too. Between what's come from the House and the Senate, I'm hopeful that we can get some increased funding for care for people with disabilities and older adults broadly for organizations like Laura Baker and for personal care assistance. Health and Human Services got off to a little bumpy start in their conference committee, but it seems like things are smoothing over a bit, and hopefully we can get that key priority through.
Yeah, looking at the big areas of the state with school funding and Health and Human Services, those large bills, how far? We were talking a little bit before we went on the air that every change that you make, the lawyers, of course, have to go over it and rewrite bills and everything so they can be voted on in their proper form. A lot of changes? Do we have a lot to do? There's going to be a lot of people working straight through the night, I'm sure, Friday
there
and
is.
Saturday.
Yeah, so one of the unsung heroes of the legislature are the nonpartisan staff. So they're staff who draft up bills throughout the session, but then especially as we get towards the end of session this last week, they're really working nonstop to get everything done before deadline. So as negotiations drag on, that means there's less time for a small team of lawyers to draft 1,000-page bills, and they have to write it all out. They have to make the changes, and they have to get it done before the deadline. So they're working very, very hard. There's lots of coffee, cases of Red Bull, all sorts of things that they've got at the ready to make it through. But these are true public servants that are working hard for our state right now. Hopefully we make it as easy as possible on them. We don't necessarily keep up that promise as legislators.
But those big bills, are they, like, at this point, they need to be mostly done? Is there a whole lot, Health and Human Services, school funding and such, whole lot done to be done? Or is that, this is not really a budget year, but you are kind of tweaking the budget from the biennium, is that correct?
Because of the record budget surplus we had, it felt more like a budget year than other off years do. We have a real opportunity to make some progress for our state and respond to some needs. That work is happening, has been happening all week. Conference committees and budget chairs have been negotiating hard. I was on a meeting with our Health and Human Services chair, Tina Liebling, who said she didn't really know what time or day it was because she's been negotiating through the night on these bills as well, because there's just so much material to get through in a short amount of time.
Wow, and everybody believes in what they're doing, so I salute them. That's a lot of hard work, and I'm not going to put in that much work this weekend. I got to be honest with you. During sports, my sports report just now, it talked about legalized gambling in Minnesota, and I know a lot of people who are saying right now, Jeff, ask him about legalizing gambling. Is that going to happen? Of course, the Democrats would like to have this just to the Native Americans in the current casinos and structure as it is. The Republicans are looking to expand that a little bit into the two racetracks that are in Minnesota, the horse racing tracks. Is that deal going to get done? Are you optimistic?
I think it's hard. It's hard to see. I don't know if it. I don't know if it will. I think that's a pretty big difference. I think you know, those on our side of the aisle will be in conversation with tribal leaders to see if that is a compromise that they would feel good about. And we'll have conversations together as two chambers about, you know, is it time to be ending the black market on sports gambling here in Minnesota? Is this a time to move forward? I think, you know, I think this bill will get done. It's somewhat similar to legalizing cannabis. It's on its way. It's just exactly when and in what form that will take. Whether or not these, you know, next 72 hours, this big disagreement is going to get ironed out along with many other disagreements. I don't know. If I was a betting guy, I'd put it at under 50-50.
Okay. Let's give you a look at, let you look into the crystal ball for the weekend and see what's going to be going on. Do you have any idea? Are there going to be any bombshells come Monday morning? Like, hey, they've passed through a legalized marijuana bill at the last second. We did this at the last minute. Are you expecting anything like that? Is the atmosphere at the Capitol lending itself to some kind of interesting happenings at the end?
I don't think so. But it's because usually we do get some inkling that some things are kind of are coming up. But you know, I'm not in the leadership conversations, and so don't know all the things that are in play right now. I think there are plenty of other things that we really need to work hard to iron out. You know, we have plenty of disagreements without any surprises coming in. Usually, if there's a a surprise coming in, that leads to sinking ships. So we want to get, you know, we have big needs that we're facing as a state. We need to support our schools. We need to help our schools and our healthcare system come out of the pandemic. Families, workers are struggling to afford their lives in a variety of ways. We can really be helping to reduce costs. You know, we'll be focused on getting our spending bills through, negotiating a tax bill that we think is providing relief to those who need it the most, doing that in the best way possible. You know, that should be enough for us. And, you know, if there are surprises along the way, we'll vote for them if they're good surprises.
All right. Anything else, Representative Lippert, that you'd like to pass along?
Just let people know that I'm receiving plenty of emails right now from folks who are just wanting to make sure I'm paying attention to one thing or another. I appreciate it. Please stay in contact with me, rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. It's a few more days to stay engaged, and I appreciate everyone reaching out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. Best of luck getting some rest and keeping a strong mind over the weekend.
Important work to do, and we'll get it done by Monday.
All right. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
State Representative Todd Lippert. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Tim standing by with news and a side of sports. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Before that, traffic. And here's MNN. And once again, Rich is not in this week. We hope to have him back next week. But.